Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Europe is preparing for a new wave of refugees as words filter back to all others that the passage through Hungary is now easier, that is. Over the weekend, Hungary decided to allow thousands of refugees who have been stranded in Budapest to travel by train to the Austrian border, and as many as 11,000 refugees now have made their way to Germany in recent days, most of them Syrian. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman tells VOA the refugees arriving in Europe are a relatively small part of the numbers of people who've been affected by the Syrian conflict.
Syria has a population of about 22, 23 million, and of them, over 4 million of them are now living in other Arab countries or Turkey right next door, and 7 other million have been displaced within Syria. So we have one of the great tragedies of the modern era, and thus far, the West has not been able to develop the means to put an end to this conflict.
Syrian civil war has been going on since March of 2011. Iraq has carried out its first airstrikes against the Islamic State group using the country's own F-16 fighter jets provided by the United States. Iraq military officials said Sunday the jets had conducted 15 airstrikes, targeting the militants who seized control of large areas in northern and western Iraq last year. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar says his group will ratify the recently signed peace agreement tomorrow as part of an effort to restore peace in the country's nearly two-year conflict. Machar told VOA he's committed to the agreement. Both sides in South Sudan's 20-month conflict have accused each other of violating the ceasefire. This is VOA News. Guatemalans voted in general elections on Sunday in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. Sunday's presidential, congressional, and municipal elections are for a four-year term to begin in 2016. Until then, the former Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will lead Guatemala. Perez Molina said in court he is innocent of accusations that he had accepted $800,000 in an alleged bribery ring. International experts reviewing the Mexican government's probe of the 2014 abduction and disappearance of 43 students have rejected the government's official narrative, accusing investigators of mishandling evidence and relying solely on statements from suspects. Under that theory, first presented late last year by Mexico's former attorney general, the bodies of the students from Rural Teachers College were dumped at a trash site and incinerated outside of a nearby town. The government had not commented on the report by late Sunday. Thailand's military-backed legislature voted down an unpopular draft constitution over the weekend, delaying general elections. Get more now from Ron Corbin in Bangkok.
The rejection Sunday by the Thai military-appointed National Reform Council, NRC, has left Thailand with new uncertainties. A 36-member constitution drafting committee spent almost 12 months drafting the document, but faced growing opposition over restrictions on political parties and lack of public debate. If the charter had passed, a national referendum was to be held in the months ahead, with national elections in 2016. Now, a new 21-member drafting committee has 6 months to redraw the constitution before a referendum and elections likely in 2017. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Representatives from North and South Korea began talks today aimed at resuming the reunion of families separated more than 60 years ago by the Korean War. Red Cross officials from both Seoul and Pyongyang sat down for discussions at the Truce Village in Panmunjom to discuss where and when to hold the latest round of reunions, which last occurred in February of 2014. There's speculation the reunions will take place in October at a scenic North Korean resort of Mount Kumgang, the site of the 2014 event. Australian rugby player Jared Hayne is a transcontinental sports star now that he's officially a member of the U.S. National Football League San Francisco 49ers. Hayne made San Francisco's 53-man regular season roster, traveled to the U.S. to fulfill a lifelong dream of playing in the NFL.
That's the latest world news from VOA.